Good afternoon, this is Dino Herbert, and welcome to the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Today's hero is a lady by the name of Belinda Fuchs. Belinda is president, founder, and chief money motivator for the company and website OwnYourMoney.com. Belinda has worked for 15 years as a corporate trainer, a personal coach, and a certified public accountant. She's helping others think big, take risks, and make the journey fun. Listen in to our conversation we had earlier.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to start your company, OwnYourMoney.com?
Sure. Thank you. It's actually a really interesting story, and I think that it might actually have a lot of people right now who are feeling like they may have gotten laid off or they're not really sure what they're going to do next, find some hope in the story. Because it's a real success from it all. I basically, after 15 years of working hard, working for big companies, got laid off. It was very shocking at the time, but I knew that it wasn't really a good fit. Do you know how sometimes you know in your gut that you've just kind of outgrown the role?
Yes, exactly.
Evolved, you know, and I just got to see that that wasn't the right place for me anymore, but it was pretty safe and comfortable to be there. And so they helped me out the door.
Sometimes you need a little gentle nudge out of the nest.
Exactly. And I was finding it a little bit hard to be searching for a new role and still leading teams of people around the world.
Right.
Because I really believe in authenticity and was finding that a little bit challenging. And we had grown the business. We sold x-ray screening machines post 9/11 for baggage handling.
Okay.
So we grew the business in 2002, 2003, and then we're downsizing ever since. Anyway, it took the next year to really just step back and say, how can I find meaning in what I'm doing and recreate myself, call it an early midlife crisis maybe. And so
okay.
I traveled around the world. I did volunteer work in Costa Rica, traveled to India. I lived the Eat, Pray, Love story, if you've ever heard of that book. And really took that year to, I was looking for jobs, but I wasn't quite finding what was right for me. And I started getting pursued by financial advisors and came this close to becoming a financial planner or financial advisor myself because they were drooling. They were like, a woman who understands finance and people and accounting, like, we want her. And it was a luxury problem, but I just started to talk to people about their money and really think deep down, could I be doing this for a new living? And started to see that it wasn't me as the provider of investment advice for them. It was much more as somebody who could understand them and relate to them and connect with them in a way to coach them, almost like a personal trainer would around physical fitness.
Okay.
This was me around fiscal fitness. And helping them just have a whole new way of doing their money. And so I spent the next few months kind of considering what that could look like and then decided to actually go for it and set up my own shingle the summer of 07, launched officially by December of 07. So it's been all in a year and a few months and have really been so passionate and so committed about inspiring people to financial success and to really release themselves from the prison and feeling owned by their money to instead take this empowered approach to own their own money instead.
Yes. That's wonderful. So you said you started in December of 07. Now, we didn't know it at the time. We didn't know it for a few months that the current recession that we're in officially started in December of 07. So I don't know if you realize that or not, but you were unafraid and apparently unconcerned about what the overall economy was doing because you knew you had a product that people would want. Did that come into your thinking at all or not?
Well, I'm not sure that I would go to the point that I would say I was unconcerned.
Okay.
And didn't think about it.
Okay.
But I think you totally hit it on the head in that I felt like I had developed a product that the market needed. And
That's
really part of what's very important for your entrepreneurs and business owners listening to this to understand is that the key is being able to assess the marketplace. That's why I spent almost 6 months from when I first had the idea to actually launching and starting courses and putting myself out there in a very significant way, because I really looked around, I did a lot of research, read a lot, took a lot of my own training courses, got certified, whether as a trainer, as a coach, just all the things that I felt like needed to happen for me to be able to build the brand of Own Your Money and me as the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of funny, I guess, in that, I mean, I definitely did get people who were like, what are you doing? Why are you launching now? Are you crazy?
Right,
and,
right.
And I had my fair share of naysayers, but I also had a lot of people who were very supportive. I highly recommend people finding advisors, finding coaches. You know, I had all of the above along the way. I still have a coach now. I believe that it's so important for people to be working with others, particularly to have a coach who holds them accountable and has been and is where they want to be going.
Yes, I agree.
For the person that's next step or the three steps even above where they are, so that they can then be able to coach them to get there.
Right.
You know, to be able to take that next step, to keep going. And I coach entrepreneurs, I coach speakers, I coach coaches,
right,
to be able to do that. And I may only have been in a couple of years. I swear I feel like this has been a dog year.
What's
a dog year, like seven times?
Right. That's a lot of these last couple of years, huh?
Yeah, because I really put so much in 07 and 08 to building this as a business, as a brand. I mean, there are days when I'll tape TV in the morning and then I'll go and I'll do a speech that night, or, you know, it's just, there's can be with clients in between.
Right.
So the days can be very full, but it's just been huge. And honestly, in my business, we say in general that starting your own business is a layoff-proof occupation. Layoff-proof business, because unless you're going to lay yourself off, there's nobody else to do it.
Right.
Which has good news and bad news. The good news is that it's all within your control, and sometimes the bad news is that it's all within your control.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Because it means that you really have to be putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I want my business to grow, that that's what it takes. It takes me calling back the people who have expressed interest in my programs.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
It takes that follow-up. It takes asking for the referral. It takes going out on the skinny branch a lot of times to do that. And when you look at a business like mine, and I encourage a lot of people right now can be tweaking or tailoring their business to be seeing the opportunity in what's happening right now. Because when I first had the idea, people were a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, how are you going to encourage people to manage their money? Seems a little bit ironic now, doesn't it?
Right, right. You're a clairvoyant, apparently, because I think a lot of people are needing your services nowadays, I would imagine.
Definitely. I mean, I am busier than ever. January was our best month yet, almost double maybe what December was. And everyone's starting with their New Year's resolutions, and they're like, I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to pay attention and make that phone call and sign up. And my timing was actually remarkably good. You know, a lot of ways people would look at it and say, what are you crazy starting then? But it gave me a year to really establish myself as an expert.
Yes.
So during that year, I was on numerous TV shows, including ABC and NBC. And I wrote for magazines from our Boston Globe and their magazine for women to the Saturday Evening Post to, let's see, who else featured me, the National Networker to, you know, just a whole host of newspapers and magazines where I really started to say, this is the power that can come from managing your money, from really owning your own success. And then you can move forward, and then you can be primed, basically, to do well. And I have clients who are so grateful they took a class of mine, say, a year ago, because
mm-hmm.
they feel like they've been able to recession-proof their finances to be prepared and to be able to handle it, both direct financially in terms of watching their expenses now and having a process, and also in being able to talk to their partner about it.
Right, right. That's excellent. So let's I guess, dive a little bit into that. Mm-hmm. You know, foreclosures are at an all-time high. The stock market has tanked. Mm-hmm. And I know that the advice you give to each individual is customized to them individually, and you can't give blanket answers. But in general, what advice do you give to people in this economy where everybody's panicking? Every time you turn the news on, it's bad news, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. That the government's thrown nearly $1 trillion at the problem, and it doesn't still seem to be solving it. What advice do you give people?
To breathe as a first step.
Okay.
You know, to really start to, you're like, okay, fine, I'll do that for now.
Right. Thank you for letting me in on that because I was holding my breath. Thank you for
I can hear it. And honestly, it's like as soon as people start to connect with all of the emotions that they have around their finances, they often start to get to this very anxious, frustrated, guilty, blaming place very quickly. And what I believe in is instead getting to this place where you learn how to own your money, to have this empowered approach to money. And the five key steps in owning your money, the first one is discovering how to easily and effectively use money to create the life you deserve. So you start to see money in a whole new light. You, too, take responsibility for your financial situation without judgment or shame. Many people hold on to a lot of judgment, guilt about themselves and some past decision that they made, and they keep living out their past in their present and into their future. And it's usually not good because there's some non-supportive beliefs in there, which leads us to the third point, which is creating a positive relationship to money.
Okay.
And so to recognize the role that it's really playing and discover what your money beliefs are. So when you look at what does money mean to you, if I ask you, Dino, what does money mean to you, what would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah.
I'm the one doing the interview here, Belinda. No, no, that's a good question. I have, and this will lead to a question I have for you later, but I have, my mindset about money has changed. I had a poor upbringing, and so my mindset about money growing up was something that was hard to obtain, that you had sort of an adversarial relationship with. And so over the years, I've developed a more comfortable relationship with it. So I'd say initially my relationship with money was not a pleasant thing. It was something that was to be sort of feared because it was something that was out of reach in general.
Well, thank you for your honesty. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no, not at all. I love having conversations. That's why I do this. No, I appreciate that.
It's great. And so, you know, when I talk about it, the third step of owning your money is creating this positive relationship to money, because often people, when I say, what does money mean to you, will go into this pain, fear, power, control, happiness, but it doesn't just mean a way of doing business or a form of currency, a way of keeping score. It's much more emotionally involved. And I'm sure we'll talk more about your money mindset, but that's huge. Fourth, helping you become smart with money. And then five, clarifying what you truly value so that you stress less and spend better. And I have a great quiz right on my website. It's www.ownyourmoney.com. And you'll see right on there, there are two quizzes that ask you, do you own your money or does it own you? I encourage everybody to take it. And there's one designed for singles, and there's one designed for couples to really look at how are they with money. And you'll see that the questions have a blend of both the direct financial knowledge and money management behaviors, but also have some in terms of what your mindset and approach is to money in general as well. And both of these factors play into whether you are actually owning your money. And you can find out if you're one of the four categories I have of owners, lessors, renters, or squatters. It's very
important, too. It's under the mattress.
Well, right. There may be that, too. At least you have it to put under the mattress. So, the question you just asked me was, what can people be doing? So the first thing is really recognizing what your mindset is to own your money. And what I decided I would do is for any of your listeners, if they mention this podcast directly, that I would give them a consultation as a thank you for listening to it. And they can contact our office directly, which is either at info@ownyourmoney.com or on our phone line, which is 617-268-0600. And yeah, so I thought that would be a great gift, because right now people can use this sort of help for sure. And so the three key things that I suggest to people is first to, you know, you start with this owning your money, and then you implement the three T's. The first one is tracking your money. Most people don't know where their money is going, and just even that in itself stresses people out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? And they're frustrated because they don't really know where to go or how to get started or what to do differently. So the first thing is being able to track it, whether you have to do it on an Excel file, on a little notebook. When you take any of our programs, we give you a workbook as a formatted template already. Whatever that needs to look like for you, you just have to get into action to track it, because a lot of the stress is from is based in uncertainty. So starting to track it creates a level of certainty for you.
Yes.
Then second, the T is tame, and that can be taming in your expenses. Make those phone calls that you need to be making. If you know that you're not using all the minutes on your cell phone bill, call your cell phone company and say, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Place those calls. We literally, I mean, I've looked at so many family financial statements and individual financials that I can usually, you know, in the first, you know, half hour, hour, assess where people can be saving. And oftentimes people can take the first step in looking at it themselves and making some of those calls. And we have these Own Your Money clubs, and one is a teleclass that we're going to be starting up in April, May, June, which is half on your mindset and then half on really getting into tracking your money and tips for saving, and then a special mastermind team for entrepreneurs actually too as a part of the club. But
okay.
Really looking at where an ongoing support for yourself can be helpful, whether that's coming from your partner, from your friends, or from a larger team that you can be a part of. And then that leads to the third one, which is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a lot of times people keep it as this taboo topic. And we say that sex, money, politics, religion, these are all taboo topics. Well,
right.
I would say people would much prefer not to talk about money and would talk about any of the above.
Yeah, I,
you know?
I agree with you there. I agree
yeah.
with you there.
And it's just, it remains just a place that has a lot of angst around it. And so just start talking about it. Start to realize that it's something that you can gain control over, and that you can use this as an opportunity right now, as an upside to this downturn, to get yourself in order, get your financial house in order, and to use this as an opening to talk to your partner about it and to gain, you know, real new control over your business like you haven't before.
That's excellent. So those three keys are track your money, tame your expenses, and talk about it. Those are great, great words of advice. I appreciate
exactly.
that.
And the last piece of team I just forgot to mention is there's also a piece of, if you want to improve your cash flow, you have two choices. You can
mm-hmm.
either lower your expenses or raise your income. That's another
right.
thing I focus on with all of my business owners is
mm-hmm.
to really be looking at where can they be raising their income, because oftentimes people default to the scarcity mentality when
yes.
they go to tame their expenses. But I also encourage you to see the other side of the coin as well, which is also to be sure that you're looking for multiple streams of income right now, getting creative, and using this as the opportunity that it is.
Exactly right. You can only cut so much before you start cutting into bone, right? You can only cut so much fat before you start to damage the entity or the organization after a while.
Right, right. That's definitely something that that business owners need to be thinking about. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, earlier you were talking, Belinda, about mindset, about
mm-hmm.
money, and I thought about something that I saw, and I happen to I see that you've done some work with T. Harv Eker.
Yes.
And I actually have his audio book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and he talks quite a bit about mindset as it relates to money. Why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about how you worked with him and what was that like?
Sure. I've done programs with Harv directly through, I've done the Secrets of Millionaire Mind was also then transferred into a live course, which is the Millionaire Mind Intensive, plus a whole series of courses that he puts on through Peak Potential Training. And if anybody would like to discuss those further, I'm happy to. I've done, I don't know, maybe four or five of his programs by now, probably.
Yes.
And I act as an ambassador for them because I think that they really do great things. And sometimes I can even get discounted prices for some of his courses. So if you're interested, definitely give me a call. Part of the value that I bring is access. And it's access to resources that people need, access to deals that they might not realize. And I have a huge network of people. I'm one of those super connectors in the world.
Oh, okay. So you're one of those, I don't know if you read Keith Ferrazzi's book, Never Eat Alone.
I haven't read that one.
It's about networking, basically, and he has a chapter in there about connecting with super connectors. There's just some people that are kind of at the hub of certain industries or certain geographical areas, and he's like, you meet one of these people, and they just kind of raise your level of your network because they're connected to so many people. So that's very interesting and good to know that you're one of those super connectors.
I am, and good for you to having read that. I will definitely take a look for that book. Yes, I am one of those people. It was funny. I was just on my Own Your Money Club call last night and was talking about the power of social media and how people are using Facebook and LinkedIn. And I just, for fun, looked on LinkedIn to see how many people was I linked to and how many people do they know.
Okay.
And talked about how people could effectively use that. And I'll get back to the mindset thing in a second. So if I have 778 contacts as of today, they then link me to 107,000 people.
Right.
They then can get to a total of 4,234,000 people.
Okay.
so like that's just the start, and that's just LinkedIn. That doesn't even count the 3,000 people on the mailing list, and you know, plus, and all that 3,500 plus. So, so the point though, and being connected is definitely a key resource for business owners to be thinking about. Even Jean Chatsky in her newest book, The Difference, talked about that being one of the key qualities of people who are wealthy, one of their success qualities. And when it comes to mindset, The Secret Millionaire Mind is great, and his programs, because he really touches on two things. One, that there's a different way of thinking in terms of a rich thinking and a poor thinking, and starts to highlight how the two can be different. So whether rich thinking will say, I create my life, versus poor thinking may say, life happens to me.
Yes.
No, there's just a different, it's a whole different outlook. And looking at, well, what are the wealth files? So when something happens in your life, your mind and your body basically go to this old file that's created, that had been created when a similar circumstance happened. So how can you be creating new files? And how can you be creating a new future for yourself instead of continuing to live out your past? And when I help people understand this level of awareness and how to own your money, there's a part that is very consistent with T. Harv's work in understanding that how powerful your mindset is and how powerful your unconscious really is in controlling what you actually do.
Right.
The mission of my business is really looking at transforming the way you think, feel, and act about money. No, it's not just about to provide hope and direction for individuals, couples, and families. That's my mission.
Yeah.
And to really get that, you need to learn what to do, you need to believe it, and then you need to really act on it.
That's wonderful.
That these are all key components.
What words of advice would you give to these entrepreneurs who are just getting going or thinking about getting going? What words of advice would you give?
I guess there's a bunch of different things that I would say. A couple of key ones, though. One is I can tell you that I completely underestimated what it takes to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I had my advisors, I hired a coach, I really, I'd say, didn't quite understand what I was getting myself into at the time.
Right.
I just looked around. I was so passionate about it. And I said, what is it that people need to know and how can I be the one to help them figure that out around their money, right? But in hindsight, I didn't really have an idea of how that was going to generate income for me. And I think that that's very important for entrepreneurs to be thinking about, is to really be looking at what is their model going to look like, and is it going to bring them enough income, and how quickly or how slowly is it going to take to ramp up?
Yes.
To really look at how long can I survive in terms of, is my spouse going to support our family? Is it something that I'm comfortable committing $50,000, $100,000, whatever that number looks like, to the effort? Or is it only $5,000 or $10,000? Because the numbers are going to go pretty quickly if you expect to be kind of coming out of the gate.
Right.
And I actually coach a lot of new entrepreneurs to really have them start to bringing in income in their businesses quickly. Because, I mean, I spent a lot of time even in it, really almost getting a little stuck before I got the value of hiring someone to help me.
Right.
I can't even tell you how many hours I spent trying to come up with a name of the company, or what my platform was going to be, you know, all those different things. So I think there's really something to understanding that you want to have a business model, and know that it's okay. It will get tweaked along the way. We're not going for perfection here. We're going for excellence. I believe in the ready, fire, aim approach.
Okay.
When it comes to that, which, because I can tell you personally, I spent a lot of time aiming in my life.
Okay.
And I didn't do a lot of the fire part. I did the readying, I did the aiming, and I didn't do the fire part. So there's a piece of just being willing to put yourself out there, step out of your comfort zone, and go for it.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. And you need to know going into it that you will need to be doing that. That if you expect to play it safe, it's not going to happen. You're starting your own business is not the way to play it safe.
Right.
Right, because it's not just the best written book that makes the list for the New York Times. It's the best-selling book.
That's true. That is so true.
It's very true. So it's about really really looking at then the third part, which is the importance of sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And really looking that you know, what do you know about your ideal client? How can you be marketing to them? Know that it's okay to be niching your business. It's actually very, very positive and successful to niche your business. The smaller the niche, the bigger, the faster you get rich.
Right.
Sometimes, because it's so clear to the buyer that you have exactly what they need, that they're like, I need what you have, and they're ready to buy. So really understand that there's an importance to sales and marketing, educate yourself on it, and make sure that you just start to get yourself out there and go for it. And when I touched on the business model piece, kind of leads to the fourth piece, which is really know how much money you need and want to be making in that business. Because I think that that's a lot of things, too, is that people don't really think through, you know, net of their expenses, what they need to be paying their bills. So that's
right.
All part of it, right? And then what the
right.
potential could be. And then, I mean, we could have the rest of this session be about tips for your business owners.
Right.
I think that those are some of the key ones, and really looking at how are you packaging and pricing your services. I think that is
okay.
So essential, because oftentimes I find that business owners undervalue themselves in the process. And whether it's that they haven't really thought, well, what is the value that I'm delivering to the marketplace? What is somebody going to get by taking my services, by buying my product? And understand that they don't have to just be an hourly fee-for-service person or company. And especially in the business right now, and this may be a little bit counterintuitive, but a lot of what I'm seeing is that when a buyer can buy a package, and they don't have to feel like, okay, if I sign up on a per-hour basis, I don't know how many hours I'm going to need, so it could be a really big number. People would rather say, I'm hiring this person for X amount of finished product, X amount of result that I want to get.
I see.
And then that fixed way can then ease you in terms of billing, because you can start to get some of your billing up front. And to really look at how do I get creative in how I'm packaging and pricing my services. And being able to understand and articulate your value is essential in that process. I say it's your self-worth that leads to your net worth.
Yeah.
And you know, It's really looking at the how the buyer is going to buy and how you can sell. And then you just keep going. I mean, I think I doubled my rates like every 3 months.
Okay. Well, it's a supply and demand thing, right? If people
Partly supply and demand and partly in my expertise. Some of it was just my own confidence. So sometimes it takes people to go and start out small, you know, what I was comfortable charging, say, per hour. I mean, honestly, I started out free, right, to generate some testimonials, what a lot of people do. And then I started to charge because I started to say, oh, my gosh, this person just saved $60,000 from working with me, you know. And then at that point, it was, you know, they took a class and they started to and did a little bit of private coaching. It was like $2,000 saving $60,000.
Right.
When you start to generate results, you're like, oh my gosh, wait, now I'm getting the short end of this thing.
Exactly right. That was money well spent, right? I mean,
right.
That was a bargain.
Clearly, like the return on investment can start to become huge. So even now, I raised my rates. I did stop raising my rates, but now I've gone to more of a monthly fee for my private clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they make multiples of what they pay me in what they make or save in their business. And
right.
A lot of times for new entrepreneurs, I find it's even because they start generating income before they ever thought possible.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that then they were willing to spend 3 to 6 months earning zero, and I just said, well, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
How do we start having you earn money now? So,
that goes back to the mindset thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And to start to get into action about it and helping people with their packaging. A lot of times, too, new business owners give a lot away. So I really highlighted that fifth point of the packaging and pricing because I've had a client say who used to do marketing plans as a part of a proposal process for free.
Right.
And then so now we have our charging for it, depending on the size of the organization, $500 to $1,000. Immediately started bringing in money for her.
Because there's a tendency to think, well, this is no big deal for me. I can do this in my sleep, not realizing that clients actually do put a value on it.
Right, and this is what they're going to need to buy my larger products.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that there's so much value in that initial deliverable itself.
Right, right.
So that's where it's helpful. Mm-hmm.
Good. So those are five excellent points. Don't underestimate the effort it's going to take to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overanalyze in terms of, you know, aiming too long without firing.
So to say positively, ready, fire, aim.
Yes, exactly.
Really get into action about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making sure you look at the sales and marketing piece of it. Don't ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Look ahead of time at what you know what you need to start the business and know how much you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the big picture financially, and then you were talking about packaging and pricing. Those are great points. So as we start to kind of wrap things up here, Belinda, I like to always allow my entrepreneurs to do one last commercial in terms of telling about any products and service they want to promote, and I'll let you take a few minutes to do that now.
Sure. Well, thank you, Tina. This has been an informative, inspirational, very fast session with you. So thank you for keeping it rolling. Yes, I mean, we touched on the importance of what your mindset is, and I really had this aha moment the other day when I realized that it's not just what you know, but it's really who you are to be doing it. You can have the longest to-do list ever, but it's your to-be list, and it's who you are in the world that really is the person that will go and make your business successful.
That's right.
I'll give you a high level. So I mentioned you can certainly check out our website at ownyourmoney.com. And I'm Belinda Fuchs. I'm the president of the company. And we have several levels of services that we offer. We do private coaching, which is actually specifically tailored towards business owners, especially women. And I do a lot of work with couples too. But business owners is certainly my largest group because right now, especially there, there's so much potential, but it really helps to have an advocate, to have someone who has been ahead of the game for you to then help steer you and drive you and focus you to get where you need to go. Then second, I do something called the Own Your Money Club. And it's a very fun way for people to get education and they can do one of our teleclass series. And there we cover anything from your mindset, which will be a definite focus soon, and then also how you track. And I have thousands. I mean, I collected over $40,000 in tips of how people can be saving money or making more money in their businesses. And you get a template, wow. You get workbooks, you get action planners and success trackers and lots of great materials in the club. And I have a special one for entrepreneurs that acts as a mastermind team, where the entrepreneurs support each other with what they're doing in their stage of the business. And we have people, many of which are just starting, but several of which who have been in business for years and are willing to help each other and really hold each other accountable. You get an accountability buddy, a money buddy, I call it.
Okay.
But this accountability partner then helps you stay committed and accountable each 2 weeks in between our calls. And you really get the advice of not just me, but also this team of entrepreneurs on your side. And I do speeches, too. I speak at conferences for associations, for especially networking organizations, and really how people can create their truly rich life, how they can understand their mindset, their emotions around money to get into action and to be inspired to not just buy into the bad news of the media, but create their own good news. Once again, I want to make sure that I reiterate that any of your listeners, if they have to mention, we'll say the code word is Dino, they have to mention you. To be able to get this consultation for free. It's really like a $500 value, the things people just get motivated, they get kickstarted into action, and we can see if any of our programs are right for you, but even just how you start to move forward now and answer the question for yourself, do you own your money or does it own you? Take our quiz online.
Right.
Because the reality is that it's going to be one or the other. So actively choose that you want to own your money and be empowered with your money.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Why don't you drop me a line and let me know what you thought about today's episode. You can also find me at dinoherbert.com for other books, recordings, and to book me to speak at your next engagement. It's always a pleasure having you here. And remember, I am passionate about people who are pursuing their potential.